This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Jean. And it's Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, the month of April. It's been that way the whole time. If you, and in any way, shape or form, follow Movember or any of them, their ambassadors, you would have seen a whole lot of posting about hashtag Know Thy Nuts, which I absolutely thought was hilarious. The lovely Jolly Diamond is one of your ambassadors, and I know she likes squeezing nuts, so I thought that was very nice to have her be a part of that. And we thought we'd get you guys in. So joining us now in the studio is Sam and Sam.
They like to make it easy for us.
Yeah, I know. Very, very. How are we going, guys?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
That's good. Now, testicular, has this been a worldwide month? Or Sam from Movember, has this been a decision that you guys have made?
Yeah, this is something we started doing several years ago. Testicular Cancer Awareness Month is April, and it's a global campaign that we run and others around the world have taken on board. And it's something, the purpose for us is really around raising awareness of this cancer. So testicular cancer is the number one cancer diagnosis in young men. So a lot of people think that cancer is an old man's problem, but as far as testicular cancer,
that's even with prostate cancer as well, which is what I know Movember are most known for.
Yeah, so that tends to affect men who are older, further into their life cycle. But for young men, testicular cancer is a real problem. Here in Australia, around about 800 men will be diagnosed with testis cancer this year.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Wow. And Sam, you were one of those. You're a testicular cancer survivor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about that.
It was 2012, so about 7 years ago now, I found out I had testicular cancer. So I was just into my second stint of AFL, just got to the Blues, and I was laying in bed one night just having a feel.
Having a fumble. It's an LGBT radio station. We go there. It's fine.
Perfect. So, look, I was just having a feel, and I just felt a bit of a hardish lump on my testicle, for which I gave my missus a bit of a nudge and said, hey, can you just have a feel for a second? I think she politely told me to go away.
To bugger off.
Yeah. So, look, as it turned out, it was something quite serious. So I went through the process from there. I did wait a little while. I was probably a bit apprehensive to actually tell people about it.
Well, I would assume that's what a lot of people do. Like when it comes to thinking about, do you have this, do you not, they hesitate and they wait because you don't know, do you? You've got no idea whether that's just what's going on down under or something else, and you hesitate, don't you?
Yeah, and that's certainly the message that that I want to push, and I think it's probably something in Movember as well, is there's no reason to be, the guy that doesn't want to, is too shy or too concerned to actually, talk to someone about it. I mean, my now wife probably pushed me a fair bit to actually see the doctor, and I waited a few weeks, which is great. I could have easily left it months.
So, Sam, how dangerous is if you leave it for a few weeks?
So the good news about testis cancer is that it is one of the most curable cancers around. So better than 95% cure rate for testis cancer, even knowing now that men do tend to wait a little bit before they go and get help. It is a reasonably aggressive cancer, so you do need to get onto it fairly quickly. And so that's why we push this message that, you need to get in the habit of regularly checking yourself, get to know what feels normal, and if something changes or something worries you or it feels funny, then get in front of a doctor you trust and talk to them about
it. Well, I guess this is what confuses me. When I had a full physical earlier last year, I had a full physical and I'd never actually tested for anything like that. So I just said to the doctor, hey, can you have a check? And he was really confused because it wasn't on his list of things to tick off. Because I told him I was gay, thought I was trying to cop a feel. But anyway, enough about that. But it was that thing as well where I just didn't know what to check for when you're checking your nuts. Like, I've got no idea what are they meant to feel like? So when you say that you found a lump, Sam, was it just a weird hard? Like, I guess that's the big confusion, is I'm one of those people that think I've got everything. And the irony that I'm sick today is not lost on anyone. But I assume I have every single sickness. So when I was young, I was going to the doctor constantly. I had thinking a freckle was, cancer or whatever, because you just don't know. So what did it feel like when you felt that lump?
Well, for mine, it was a hard lump. About half my testicle felt pretty hard. I mean, it wasn't sore. I didn't have swelling. So there's some of the other symptoms that you can look for. But it just
like enlarged balls.
If you have swelling in your testicle, or it's sore, or it's hard, they're the sort of the typical symptoms that we look for. as a bit of a warning sign to go get it checked. So that was, you know, the hardness was my symptom.
And other Sam, you raise a really good point, and that's going to a doctor that you trust. A lot of guys struggle when it comes to talking about things like this with men's health, whether it's testicular cancer or prostate cancer or any of these little bits and pieces. So we struggle with going and seeking that treatment. So finding a doctor that you trust and feel comfortable with is really important.
Yeah, it is. It's critically important. And I think it's one of the things that, like, in general terms, and we know there's always exceptions to the rule, but generally speaking, men are particularly bad at engaging with the medical profession. Yep. So, you know, they're really good at being stoic and strong and saying, oh, it doesn't worry me, I'll get on with it and it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, typically women tend to have a much better relationship with their GP. They see the same GP all the time, typically, they build a really strong relationship. And I think it's really important that us blokes have got a fair bit of catching up to do when it comes to looking after themselves in that regard.
And also talking about it.
I have this argument with my husband all the time. I cannot, broken ribs, no matter what, it just cannot get him to go to the doctor. It is there is sort of this weird sort of joint mentality with
this
masculine side of, no, I'm fine, I'll carry on, but obviously it's important not to. Is there certain age brackets where, you know, this is more likely to occur, or should we all be doing this?
Yeah, so testicular cancer is the number one cancer diagnosis in men between the ages of 15 and 40.
Right.
Wow. So, okay, absolutely should be doing
that. Yeah, so in the young, you know, there's obviously a lot of paediatric cancers in young kids.
Years old.
Get started now. but it is, that's what I think a lot of people are shocked when they hear that this is actually the number one diagnosis in young men, and then when you get older, the other cancers are more prevalent in older men, and it's not so much a problem for men in their, you know, in their later years, but certainly it's something that men in their teenage years and in their 20s ought to be addressing.
So, other Sam, you sought treatment, and what was that like?
Yeah, so look, I did seek treatment. So it was a bit of a blur to start with, really. Okay. I mean, I had surgery is the first course of action, so that you remove the testicle, and then some chemotherapy following that. So mine was a pretty good prognosis. It was a great prognosis. It was stage one, so it was just in the testicle. But
did you catch it quite early?
Yes, I did. So stage one is just in testicle. Stage two is when it goes sort of into your lymph nodes.
I think because everyone hears cancer and just panics.
Yeah. So, but as we alluded to before, it is a really treatable cancer.
Yeah.
So I think certainly catching it early is great, because the everything shows that the treatment that you get from for testicular cancer is extremely effective. It's over 95% effective.
Wow.
So, you know, it's...
Wow.
It's a good one to get.
I can't believe these are facts that we just don't know offhand.
Yeah.
Like, it's really important. I love that November, they're talking about mental health, prostate cancer, now testicular cancer, really putting this effort when it comes to men's health, because we really don't know these details, and there's no reason for us not to, is there?
No.
Like, it's really simple. Now, on the Movember website, and you've been tweeting it like crazy, you've had a little guide to checking your nuts. So I thought, while you take us through how it works, I would do it here live in the studio. I'm going to give myself a testicular exam. Is that...
Self-examination?
Self-examination. Yep. That's it. A self-examination. Because as we've talked about, it's very easy.
It is.
So I'm going to do it now while we're live on air. We're definitely going to have to get a tea towel or something to wipe my hand with. but talk us through how it works. Because you're saying the best thing on the Movember site is you should just check every day or so while you're in the shower.
Yeah. Well, maybe not every day. Every day might be a little bit extreme.
I'm a gay man, so I'm completely fine with a bumble.
But look, and we don't really want... One of the things that we do want to try and... The message we want to get across is that this isn't about... you must do this particular technique and you must look for these particular things, because everyone's a little
bit
different.
There's not a hard and fast rule.
People need... Yeah, I think what's the most important part about our message is you need to get to know what's normal for you, get to know what feels normal, and then if something changes, that's the trigger to go and get some advice and go and talk to a GP.
And I mean, we assume as gay men that we're always like feeling things here or there, so you just know. But it's really... That's right. You've got to get familiar with your nuts,
yep,
so that you know what's going on. So take us through step by step when you're having a shower,
okay,
how you should be doing that.
So the reason we say to use a shower is that it's nice and warm. They've got the nice warm water flowing everywhere. Obviously, when things warm up, and I notice you've turned the heating up in when things are nice and warm, everything kind of relaxes and settles down. Now, you've got a very
relaxed...
You've got a very relaxed look on your face. You're obviously
a little
started.
Bit too happy.
I'm just trying to figure out what it feels like.
So what you need to do is just grab the testicle inside the scrotum between your fingers and your thumb.
Like all your fingers, all four?
Yeah, well, just the front two,
the front three. Yep.
Like, kind of give yourself a little cup.
A little cupping.
And then just roll, and then just give it a little gentle roll and just have a feel around, and you'll be able to see. Don't squeeze too hard, because
I did do that when we started, and I must say, so it's not about going really hard. It's actually having a feel and just feeling for like things that are irregular.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, they should be, typically they're quite smooth and they've got a good consistency. There are some lumpy bits around the back, which is where all the tubes come out and go into the rest of your body. Okay. So you don't want to be, you don't want to worry too much about those.
I just felt those on the other side, yep.
But it should have a nice smooth consistency, be a little, feel a little bit rubbery. We've got some, actually we bought in some props for today. We've got these.
oh, so I didn't have to be handling
those. I'd wait till now to tell you that. But you know, they should be nice and smooth. They should have a little kind of like a rubbery consistency to them. You shouldn't feel anything on them. But again,
Everyone's
a little bit different. So get to know what yours feel like, and then if they change, that's when you go and see a doctor.
Okay, all right, awesome. Well, I've just done a check. I'm going to leave my hand down there. I've just done a check, and everything seems fine. But this is the whole thing about know your nuts during April with Movember. Know thy nuts is that cause, so that you can check and be familiar with what your testes feel like. So then, if there is something that feels a little bit different, you're prepared, you're knowledgeable. And it's so easy. You could just do it once a week or every couple of weeks and just test your balls while you're in the shower.
Absolutely.
So handy. So you've got some prop balls there, have you?
So these are some prosthetic testicles that we've got here. So when you have yours removed, and Sam's got a lived experience with this, they'll size you up quite literally and say, which one of these do you want? And
So you get to pick which one.
Well,
that's confusing.
you get sized up. So I was pretty sure I'd be a large. unfortunately, the nurse disagreed with me, and I was only a medium. But look, I've got one of these implants, and it makes for a good party trick as well, and a drinking game that I play with a few of the mates.
What, feel which ball's real and which isn't? I wouldn't trust them, quite frankly.
Real or fake?
Real or fake? Oh, look, that's a game I can get behind.
Sounds like a lot of the party tricks I play on Saturday night,
but
actually.
You know what? We just did it then. I just checked my balls, and it was that simple. I just had a check right now, and you can do it while you're in the shower. I did it live on air. Awkward. Robbie's made a video. Maybe we'll just leave that for Twitter. But it's that easy. I didn't realise it was that simple.
Yeah, straightforward. And once a month or so in the shower, when you think of it, have a feel around. And again, the critical part is if anything changes, if anything worries you or starts to feel painful, or you start to feel a lump that wasn't there, get in front of a doctor you trust.
And get in front of a doctor you trust. But you know what? If you're not sure which doctor to go to, then talk to a friend.
Absolutely.
Have a friend have a feel. You know, I'm not saying that to be cheeky. I'm being really honest. Like, when I don't know if something's not right, the first thing I do is ask a mate. I think being queer, we just go, yeah, everyone has these experiences. We've got to talk to someone. So sometimes here at Joy, I'll just grab someone and go, have you ever had this happen? So if you're not sure, talk to someone. If it doesn't need to be a medical professional, but it would be good to get in front of a doctor if something changes. It's really important.
Yeah. One of the things we have done is we interviewed a lot of men who've had testicular cancer and asked them about their experiences. And you're exactly right. Talking to a mate is a really critically important part of the recovery. And so we've built a tool that you can go to testicular.movemberhealth.org, and that will show you through a tool that we've built for survivors of testicular cancer. And one of the things that you can do on there is actually connect up with someone who's been through the journey before. So if you're a man going through testicular cancer, you can ring up the phone, pick up the phone and talk to someone who has got an experience similar to yours and just ask them, like, wow, when I came back from surgery, I felt like this, or I need to have this. How did that happen to you? And you know, how did you get through it? And that kind of peer support is really, really important.
It's absolutely fantastic. Fantastic.
Fantastical.
Fantastical. Sam and Sam, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this with us today. Testicular awareness, testicular cancer awareness month is still going till the end of April, but just because April's over doesn't mean you can't check your nuts each and every month. Robbie, are you going to do it this week?
Oh, look, let's face it. I mean, as men, most of us have our hands down there quite a lot of the time anyway.
True.
So, I mean, you're wasting time if you're not, aren't you?
Exactly. Why don't you give yourselves a feel? Thank you guys, Sam, for so much and coming and joining us. Sam, for sharing your story, and Sam for being a part of Movember for spearheading this. It's an absolutely fantastic campaign, and I love everything that Movember does in regards to men's health and the many different levels of it, because communication is key, and we really appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.